my guest had a vision of 6 tsunami waves of miracle healing glory coming. And she's been commissioned to teach you how to ride the waves and not get pulled under. Next. Becky, even witch doctors are attracted by the presence of God in your life. Tell me one.
I remember ministering to, I think I was in Tanzania, northern Tanzania with the Maasai tribe. And during this time, you know, the Lord would put on my heart to go visit these witch doctors. And you know, and they, you know, the witch doctors never liked me in their villages. They did not like it because people were getting born again, turning away from all the witchcraft and all the evil that was taking place. But they were impressed by the power of the miracles that they were hearing about. I mean, these were undeniable miracles. People that couldn't walk are just getting up walking, and they're helping me minister the next day in front of all these people. I mean, there were very notable miracles. And I remember this one blind witch doctor, and he kind of seemed to be the head of the pack. And he grabbed my hand, and he was feeling my rings, and I probably had bracelets on that. He was looking for some kind of a trinket that, where was I getting my power from? And he was saying, I want what you have. And I said, well, you can have what I have, but you got to lay down the witchcraft, and you got to surrender your life to Jesus. And so even they recognize that there is a greater power than what they are operating in, and it's the supernatural power of God, the Holy Spirit.
Now, why would you want a cheap counterfeit when you can have the real thing? I'll tell you what, Becky, you had 3 amazing visions that led to your book. Tell us about the 3 visions.
The Lord gave me a vision, and this first vision I saw was a map of the United States. And I saw and I heard the Lord speaking to me, explaining to me what this vision was. And I saw the map of the United States, and I saw this tsunami wave of healing glory just coming and overtaking the whole Western culture. And he was saying to me, no longer will my people be crying out, why doesn't healing happen here? Why does it only happen over there and not here? And he said, and he was explaining this, that there was also undercurrents, a very strong undertow of doubt and unbelief, and that I was to warn the people not to get caught under with this doubt and unbelief, but rise to the top of the wave, so that we would release the healing power of the Holy Spirit, which I have found is the fastest way to win many people to the Lord, is through signs and wonders, miracles. It's a dinner bell. It calls people. And then the Lord gives me another vision, and it seems to be like a continuation of a vision, but it comes, well, as it comes, right, as the Lord brings it to me. And I saw the United States again, the map of the United States. And this time I saw the tsunami wave. And when a tsunami comes in, it starts pulling the water away first. And it was showing, it was revealing that the dryness of the land and the whole shoreline. I mean, you could walk out for a long way if you had wanted to. It was so dry, and there was ships and boats, and they were stranded and shipwrecked. They weren't going anywhere. And I really believe, Sid, that this was part of God answering our prayers. So many of us have been praying for so long for a true revival of God to move through our land. And I think part of it was the revelation of truth, exposing the corruption in the church and in our society in general.
You had another vision of Central Park, New York City, of all places. What did you see going on in Central Park?
That was a wonderful vision. I saw myself, I was walking through the parkway in Central Park. I could see the skyline of New York and all. And so I knew exactly where I was. And as I was walking through, and it had nothing to do with me, but as I was walking through, I saw people, just everyday, ordinary people, that they weren't in a meeting. They were just people minding their own business. But they were slain in the spirit all over the grass.
In other words, when she's saying that, that's terminology. That means the presence of God was so strong on them, they could not stand. They literally would fall on their face or on their back. Mm-hmm. Is that what you saw?
That's exactly what I saw. They were just overtaken by the power of God. And it wasn't because there was some minister there preaching away. Mm-hmm. They were holding a revival meeting, any of that. It was the Spirit of God falling down on people that were calling out to God, because I believe things are going to get so rough here, so dark throughout the world, but that's when we shine the greatest. Light shines the greatest when things are the darkest. And they're just calling out to God from their heart, and the Holy Spirit is just falling on these people, and they're getting up delivered and healed and set right with God.
Tell me about how this wave is going to be different than any other.
Well, it's very different because for a time it seemed like people were running from one part of the country to the next to get a touch from God, you know, step into this anointing. And
there were certain hot spots.
Yeah, there were hot spots, exactly. But he says no longer is that going to be. No longer are there's just going to be small pockets here and there. He said, but this revival, this tsunami wave of healing glory for the last days, which is bringing in the lost, it's going to be everywhere, not only in our nation, but all around the world. And it's not just for certain believers. It won't be one person or a couple ministers or different, you know, a few ministers. It's none of that. It's the entire body of Christ. Those that are willing and obedient to step into this power of the Holy Spirit and bring in the lost in these last days. It's all a part of bringing in the latter-day harvest.
Tell me more about the results that you're expecting and that you see. I mean, just by regular people, not people here on television, but you. This is for you.
This is what I'm seeing, and what I see in everyday life, which I really believe everybody should be seeing, but it's going to be on much broader spectrum. It's going to be for everybody, not just a few people. The blind see, the deaf hear, the mute speak, paralytics walk, people with cancerous tumors, they're disappearing. But even more, there's unusual miracles in this. People that are born without limbs, those limbs are going to just start growing. People that have no teeth, they're going to come in. People that are missing body parts, those body parts are going to be there. And it's not even just with the physical body. It's with the weather. It's with pandemics. It's with lack of food, whatever it is. And if we even get to the point where they say, well, you can't travel here to minister there or whatever, you know what's going to happen? God will make a way through supernatural translation, and we are going to be going from here to the other side of the world, whatever, and we're going to be ministering, laying on hands and ministering and leading people to the Lord.
Now, that's the best, you know, I hear of some people that say they get their own private jets.
Yes.
I'll take that, Lord. You keep your private jet. but let me ask you this. You use a term that faith, without which you can't please God, can be switched on. Give me an example of your son, I believe this happened to.
Yes, this was my son Joaquin, and Joaquin's now 22 years old. And you know, he grew up with a healing evangelist for a mom, and he and our whole family would go to these healing revivals and stuff like this in Guatemala. And so they're accustomed to seeing people be healed, people coming to our house and getting healed, whatever. But Joaquin was a young man, a strong man, but he had a problem with his lower back. And you know, he was at kind of a little bit of a rebellious kind of stage in life. And my husband and I are no longer living, you know, in Guatemala, and so he's no longer living with us, right? And he's having very bad back pain, very bad, where he's now considering even, well, maybe I should go find out about surgery. They can probably do something. Well, he talks to some people, and they're saying, well, no one can guarantee that you're going to be without pain. You probably will be with pain the rest of your life. And it got this battle going on in my son's mind. And he's like going, and God is speaking to him, trust me, trust me.
This is a kid that saw his mother operating in miracles, but it just wasn't working for him. I think some of you are in that category. So what happened to her?
And so Joaquin says, okay, I trust you. I trust you for the healing of my back. And you know what? The back was healed. It was instantly healed. That's amazing. But you know, we not only believe for our own miracles, but with that faith, when it happens to us, when we receive our manifested healing, we are to release it to other people all around us.
Your son just pulled the, it's just like electricity or a light switch, just flicked it on. It was instantly healed.
Yes.
It sounds so simple. And that's the problem. You're looking for something complex. Believe God, not your circumstances, and turn on the electricity. Why stay in the dark?
So it doesn't matter how long you've been born again.
It just matters whether you believe God, that if you flick the switch, the electricity will come on. To that degree, believe God for His promises. Are you dry? When we come back, Becky will tell you how you can step into the tsunami waves of God's healing glory. It's time to get wet. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural. Call now and get Becky Dvorak's brand new revelatory book and her three-part audio CD teaching, The Waves of Healing Glory, plus her bonus declaration card, I Will Not Be Silent. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9795. You will receive Becky Dvorak's brand new book and her three-part audio teaching series, The Waves of Healing Glory. Through her book and three-part audio CD teaching series, Becky will help prepare you to be a part of the end-time tsunami of signs, wonders, miracles, and the greater works Jesus promised. Teach you how to access the heart of the Father and recognize the enemy's strategies. Get ready to recognize the six waves of God that are moving across the earth, including the waves of worship, repentance, revelation from the Word of God, and more. Overcome the counterwaves that the enemy is sending against the people of God. Access essential levels of trust in God. Rejoice in freedom from fear concerning the end times. Discover the love that is behind every miraculous act of God. The book features interactive faith assessments with each chapter, along with reflective questions and group discussion exercises. On her audio CD teaching series, she includes powerful prayers to not allow the cares of the world to consume you, for God's supernatural peace to overwhelm you, for you to overcome all adversities, for you to walk in victory every day. Plus, you will receive Becky's bonus declaration card, I Will Not Be Silent. This prayer of declaration will usher in an anointing to be bold and operate in the supernatural gifts of God to reach others in the world around you. Don't miss out on getting Becky Dvorak's brand new revelatory book and her three-part audio CD teaching, The Waves of Healing Glory, plus her bonus declaration card, I Will Not Be Silent. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9795. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9795 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Becky, you had a vision. You saw six waves coming to America, but it's really to the world. And this is where we are right now. And it's so exciting to me and will be exciting to you. Tell me about the first wave.
The first wave that I talk about is worship, which is so misunderstood. It's a lifestyle, and it's deep, and it's based on the love of God. And I really encourage people to develop this intimate worship between them and God daily.
Tell me about the second and third tsunami you saw.
Well, the second wave that I saw was a wave of repentance. When you come into God's presence, you recognize His holiness. And you can't help but repent. I mean, there's such a strong power that comes upon you.
But you know what? It's God that gives you the ability to repent. And it's part of this wave that is coming. Tell me about the third wave.
The third wave, Sid, is revelation, truth, and that it will be multiplied in these last days.
Becky, tell me about wave number five.
A wave of God, a move of God against the spirit of fear and the spirit of death.
Wow, look what's going on worldwide right now.
Well, you wait till you hear this vision the Lord gave me. Again, I am on the map of the United States. And in this time, when I'm on the map of the United States, I'm looking towards the West Coast. I see up comes up out of the ocean this big, huge demon. And then he picks up another demon that's even much bigger than he is out of the water. And as this one is standing up, the first demon bends down and kisses his forehead. And I hear the words, a kiss of death. And it was a very scary thing to see.
I'm sure.
And I mean, and I knew I was looking at the spirit of fear and the spirit of death. And then that week was when all the news broke out about the pandemic in this country and all that was coming. And we saw how it affected the world. It shut down the world in 2 weeks.
When this wave came, did God show you a way to get rid of the spirit of fear and the spirit of death?
Yes. Number one, we are not to give into this spirit of fear or give into the spirit of death for that matter. I'm talking premature death. We are to activate our faith and the authority that He has given to us already. And we must use the power of our tongues, the words, and we must declare the word of the Lord over the situations and not back down because of fear and unbelief. Declarations are very important because, number one, we have the power of life and death in our words. Every word we speak, we are either prophesying life or death into the situation. We are just being bombarded with fear and death all around us. But once we start activating the power of the spoken word that God has given to us, you are declaring what God has already given you. And we know through the word of God that He's given us authority over fear. He's given authority to us over Satan and all of his wicked works, including death, in whatever form it comes against us.
So what I'm hearing you say, the person that has the most to fear of is the devil. When you proclaim
yes.
truth, he fears truth. Would you do that right now?
I will. In the name of Messiah Jesus, my Redeemer, with all boldness, I will preach the gospel of peace, and I will speak the truth in love. I am ready in season and out of season to preach the word, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. I wisely decree a separation between spiritual light and darkness. I prophesy life to dead bones, and by faith I call things that are not as though they already were. And I live to declare the glory of the Lord. I will worship Him in spirit and in truth, and I will speak to my brothers and sisters in the faith with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit all the days of my life. I will not be silent. Amen.
Now, speaking about not being silent, even in the pandemic when you can't gather in crowds, or you got the mask and the separation and things, people are being healed.
Yes, they are.
Tell me one.
One young lady, somebody I never met, she sent me a prayer request. And so I have many prayer requests. So I answered her, you know, 2 or 3 days later, I got to hers. And she was standing in the gap for a cousin that had ALS, and he had it very bad. And she said, she asked me, could I please join in faith with her for her cousin's life and healing? And so I just responded a simple prayer, but I meant it by faith. And when I say prayer, I mean a declaration of faith. We don't need to pray and ask God to heal us. Jesus already did the work. We need to activate our faith.
Yeah, by the way, her book is filled with these declarations of faith. But go ahead.
Amen. They are. And so, you know, I came against that spirit of death, that label of ALS and all that was behind it, and I released the healing power of the Lord and the things that needed to change in that body in the name of the Lord. And I said, amen, and I sent it. And she wrote me back a month later, and she said, do you remember me? I'm writing to testify. My cousin is healed. He no longer has ALS. Thank you. You know what, Sid? I never met this young woman that was asking for prayer for her cousin. I never met the man that was sick. I never laid actual hands on him. But you know, we've talked about this before. There's no distance in the spirit realm. And we release the power of our words. We release our faith. And we believe in the results as we speak them out. And this man was instantly healed. Amen.
You expect that, don't you?
I do expect it.
Tell us about the greatest wave, love.
Amen. This is, to me, I think of this, and it excites my spirit because, you know what, I believe, you know, God says the vengeance of the Lord belongs to him. Right? We, you know, we get mad about all this stuff and we want to, you know, we get all angry on the inside. But I think this last wave is the greatest wave, and it's almost like God's vengeance, not against people, but against the enemy, Satan, and the whole Antichrist spirit itself. And it's the love of God, and it's what's fueling all these other waves that are coming. And even though we've only talked about a few of them, there's more, but it's all fueled behind the love of God. And you know, God doesn't just love us. He is love. The love of God is real and it is tangible. You take someone that is so broken, and right now we've got very messy people out there, and they're so hurt, they're so broken, and in this last revival, we are bringing in people, Sid, that don't look like normal church people. Let me tell you a story. I remember a young man, and he was tattooed with skulls. I don't think there was a place on his body that was not tattooed with signs of death. And this man, he received the Lord. And yet he was very, you know, full of all the tattoos and everything. Right. But I remember meeting him in a prayer line. He was newly saved, and he was just sobbing and sobbing in this healing line. And because the message I had delivered was about being free from an orphaned spirit, being free by the love of God, an unconditional love of God, which is not based on what you say and do. It's just God. Whether you love God or not, he still loves you. The greatest level of faith is produced when we tap into the love of God, that unconditional love of God. That's what fuels this faith, and it's what the world needs. Open up our mouths and be living examples of the love of God, which not only says, I love you, but it's love in action.
Those of you that have not had your own experiential knowledge with the living God, have not experienced the love of God, have not experienced the supernatural tsunami of peace of God, I want you to repeat this prayer out loud. Mean it to the best of your ability. Out loud now. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes. For which I'm so sorry. I believe.
Your blood.
Washes away every mistake. And I am clean. And now that I'm clean. I ask you, Jesus, to come and make your home inside of me.
I ask you now to come and make your home inside of me.
I make you my Savior. And I make you my Lord. I want my own experiential knowledge of you. Amen.